A big hello and a warm welcome to everyone. My name is Simon Pittman, and I will be your host for this podcast panel discussion brought to you by InCosmetics Connect. And today we will be focusing on how safety is impacting the clean beauty movement. This is part of a series of podcasts that will look at the most pressing issues facing the beauty and personal care industry during what has proved to be an unprecedented situation for business worldwide. Today, we have assembled some of the leading industry experts to share their views on the impact the pandemic is having on clean beauty and specifically concerns about product safety. So next, I'd like to introduce you to our panel who represent very different areas of the industry. First of all, we have Mintel's Associate Director for Global Skincare, David Terrell, who will be running us through the changes that this leading market intelligence company has noted on clean beauty since the pandemic. David, would you like to say hello to our listeners and maybe just expand a little bit on your bio?
Yes, thank you, Simon, and thank you for the invitation to be here. Just to build on what Simon was saying, I've been at Mintel now going on 6 years, started my career actually in biotechnology, and then moved to consumer products goods, where I was involved with upfront innovation in new product development.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for that intro, David. Wonderful. We also have Dr. Ebru Karpuzoglu, an immunologist and molecular medicine specialist, who is also the founder of Avicenna, the world's first immunologist-designed skincare brand. Dr. Ebru will be sharing her perspective on how safety concerns are impacting her business. A big hello to you, Dr. Ebru. Would you care to just also expand on your bio?
Sure. Hi, Simon. Thank you for inviting me. And I'm very happy to be in the company of such esteemed colleagues. What we do is I'm a specialist. I've been working in immunology nearly 25 years. And also in the skincare industry for more than 10 years. So I'd be happy to share my inputs about the safety concerns and how the pandemic affected us and in general.
Okay, great. And so we are also honored to have Ashland Skincare Marketing and Business Development Manager Anne Clay, who will be sharing her insights about how safety concerns are shaping the cosmetic ingredients and formulation world. A big welcome to you, Anne. Would you care to expand a little on your bio also?
Thank you, Simon, for inviting me to this discussion on clean beauty. Well, I've been working for the cosmetic industry now for more than 25 years in different positions, and I have a scientific background, and my role is to launch new products for both skin and scalp care applications.
Okay, that's great. So now we've introduced the panel, we are ready to proceed with the questions and to get the perspective of each panelist. I should add that I might add that all of you are welcome to chip in with your thoughts in response to any of the panelists' responses at any time. So this is a dialogue and a conversation. So do not be afraid to interject. So here's my first question and for the panel, and that is, how are safety concerns impacting the clean beauty movement? So David, would you care to comment on what has been seen at Mintel with respect to this?
Certainly. Thanks, Simon. Well, what Mintel is really calling this next normal, consumers across the globe are prioritizing well-being, and I should really emphasize mental well-being. And they're really looking even more closely for products that are healthy for them, so more of a holistic perspective. And that actually dovetails very nicely into the clean beauty movement. The clean message is really all around safety, and that really allows clean brands to be viewed more favorably, I think, specifically by consumers. So if we take a little step back and look at pre-COVID-19 in the U.S., just some marketing research data here. 40% of U.S. consumers who actually buy clean, natural, or organic products, believe those products are actually safer than mainstream. Now that in the current next normal, that's only going to increase. And if we look actually at China, again, pre-COVID-19, 77% of adults who bought clean beauty and personal care products purchased clean beauty products because they are safer than mainstream. And then even 82% of Chinese enlist insured safety to be the most important reason to purchase a beauty product. So this is all prior to COVID-19. It's only going to accelerate in this next normal that we live in. And we've actually looked on social media, specifically Instagram and Twitter, and we're seeing an increased mentions. If we combine the terms clean beauty and safety, we looked from January 1st through late May, both in the U.S. and across the world. So if we look more at the data, dive into it, we've actually seen about 28% daily trend increase in the U.S. market, and actually jumps to 56% for global during that time frame that I mentioned. It's important, too, to note that it's very positive that clean beauty and safety tag team is 95% positive in consumers' eyes. So if we take more, again, a step back here, we're looking at clean beauty, but also even clean personal care products. It's clean in general. It's going to really be a central pillar for all of us, for each of our health, for each individual's health and wellness plan. Where they're looking to really keep themselves safe and also at the same time to feel well. So there's a very strong emotional component to this as well. So.
Okay, great. Thank you, David. Dr. Ebru, I'd like to ask you about this topic. How are safety concerns currently impacting your brand? And I'm wondering if you've had any interesting conversations on this topic with colleagues in the industry.
Sure. So let me go into what clean beauty meant before the pandemic. So it was a moment. It wasn't more like it wasn't very hard established right now, like right now. But it was focused on what was not in the product rather than what was. And now the consumers are taking a closer look to what we put on our skin, which is great. So knowing what they have in their product has become the top priority for the consumers who has now a more clean and health-focused mindset, which is also induced with the pandemic. So with the COVID-19 pandemic, during my various webinars, several questions about this come up on this topic. So how are we going to, what does clean beauty mean now? Because before that, it was, everybody was saying, we're clean. So now it is becoming more solidified, saying that, okay, it needs to be made in a clean, safe environment, science-backed, non-toxic ingredients, and they should be made mindfully, free from the questionable ingredients and stuff like that. So as a brand, we anticipated this before, given with our molecular science background, because we saw that also in the immunology scene that people were moving into more clean practices with the pandemic. So the consumers, we established that the consumers would be asking for more, including a more comprehensive area, starting from ingredients to formulation and its testing. So that's why we set up our safety procedures way before the pandemic when we were building our brand. And we continuously update those as needed following the newest scientific developments. With that said, it doesn't only affect us as a brand. It's going to affect every brand on the market. They're going to probably take a step back and see, okay, what did we do for real safety? Do we do all the testing? Do we do all the formulation? Do we go through the traceability? So with us as a brand, we take all those, the clean ingredients, quality formulation, toxicity, traceability to the heart. Because what is important is to follow the highest standards and offer the safe beauty within the clean.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Dr. Ebru. Anne, I'd like to know about your feedback on that you've been getting from clients about this. What are their concerns?
Well, consumers want to know that their cosmetic products are safe. That's why the clean beauty movement started. And now more than ever, due to the COVID-19 situation, there is a growing uncertainty, more stress and safety concerns. So consumers are looking for clean, natural or organic certified beauty products. Another feedback that we have from the industry is that the clean and natural beauty is now evolving towards a more sustainable beauty. Consumers want products that are safe for themselves, but also safe and clean for the environment. So now at Ashland, we have sustainability goals for each new product we develop. It can be using a sustainable technology, such as the Zeta fraction technology or PSR technology, two proprietary technologies we developed some years ago, anticipating this clean and sustainable beauty trend. It can be also by upcycling to protect the biodiversity, or sourcing locally when possible to limit our carbon footprint related to transport.
That's great. Thank you, Anne, for that. So the next question I wanted to ask you, the panelists, that is, can I get an idea of what safe beauty means to each of you? So Anne, with respect to the question on what safe beauty means, what has it meant to the Ashland business, and how is cleanliness actually impacting the formulation side of your business?
Yes, well, there's no industry definition of safe beauty or clean beauty. So we started to develop our own list of ingredients, and we do look at clean to the extent that we can. Our customers are concerned by certain types of ingredients, such as the preservatives. So they want to formulate free from certain ingredients, such as the parabens. Other customers don't want to use, for instance, phenoxyethanol, but then they have difficulties to create a formulation that delivers the same performance. So we try to formulate as much as we can with natural or nature-derived and biodegradable ingredients. We try to create formulations as clean as possible, but without losing the performance, because beside cleanliness, performance is what matters most.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a lot, Anne. So, David, what does safe beauty mean to you? What have you seen at Mintel on this subject?
Yeah, and just to build on what the other panelists have mentioned, I think a key focus for consumers is transparency. I know it's a generic term, but we're seeing, in the U.S., over 50% of adults want more information on beauty ingredients, specifically on social media, and I think that will be important for brands. They're going to have to be digitally savvy to get that information out on social media platforms, which, again, align with their particular brand in their demographic that they're targeting. I think a component which is very important is the expansion of clean around the safety of ingredients, so what's not in the product, but also to promote what's actually in the product, the benefits of those specific ingredients. And then also to build on what the panelists have said, that there is now not just safe ingredients for me, but also looking at safety for the environment as well. So a key component that we're hearing back from consumers is around sustainability. And so one aspect of sustainability and certainly validation of the ingredients that they are processed and or produced in a sustainable way is around certifications. For instance, EcoCert Cosmos for around organic sustainable ingredients is going to actually probably, you see more and more brands and suppliers getting that certification. The other aspect I do want to just go back to on the safety component is you're seeing organizations like Environmental Working Group and Made Safe. They have their own certifications, or actually probably not certifications, specifically marks that they have. And again, that from a consumer's perspective, they're looking towards those organizations to help them decide on which ingredients or products to purchase. And then lastly, I do want to push the certification to the next level, where you're seeing like UEBT, Union for Ethical Biotrade, where importantly ensures biodiversity, as well as making sure that the individuals in the supply chain are paid fairly and treated with respect. And I think that's going to be also very important for future purchases, in particular by the younger consumer.
Okay, great. And Dr. Ebru, what does Safe Beauty mean to you as a brand owner? And how has it impacted your perspective?
So as a brand owner and a consumer, Safe Beauty means that you can use a product without risking your own health and thinking about it twice. And when you look at the clean as a term, it's a necessary daily act to prevent disease on an immediate basis, right? So Safe Beauty actually absorbs clean beauty, and it is also focusing on protecting and supporting long-term human and environmental health. So it's becoming, safety has become quite important with the daily pandemic experience, and it's going to take over the consumer talking point in the next several months. It already started taking over. So to us, Safe Beauty refers to a product that is well-preserved, thoroughly tested, formulated for quality and efficacy, has transparency and sustainability with the ingredients. It won't grow any mold. It won't cause any harm when placed on the skin, yet it's high quality and efficient. So as a brand, we incorporated this concept in our formulas, combining the safety and the clean beauty in one product group. Without the overuse of unwanted and questionable ingredients that could be affecting overall health, overall wellness. So, and I believe with the safety, as the other panelists expressed, there's going to be more shifts we may not be anticipating right now because it's constantly evolving. But I believe the expertise and credibility in the scientific and the beauty scene will be increasingly valued in the safety and clean beauty. So I think this is a trend that's going to be staying, especially solidified with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, great. That's great insight.
And Simon, can I just interject and build on that? With data from Mintel, I agree with Dr. Ebru, is that we're seeing, actually when we do the market research, consumers really are looking to scientists. They really trust the products and ingredients created by scientists. It's a 58% in the U.S. specifically. So yes, I would concur that the more science-oriented storylines you have, they're going to be very strong in making or reassuring the consumer that those ingredients and products are safe.
Okay, great. So to round off the questioning, I'd like to get your perspective on how you see safety evolving in the future. Will it still be a big concern once the pandemic is better managed or more manageable? Anne, why don't we ask this question to you first? How do you see the trend impacting the ingredients side of the business in the future?
Well, I think clean beauty was a huge growing trend before the COVID-19 situation. And now that the pandemic is taking place, safety is now a much bigger concern, and there's no indication that it is going to slow down. Now, how this trend is impacting the ingredient side of the business? Well, as we said before, today ingredients transparency is more critical than ever. Our clients need to know where the ingredients come from. They want full transparency and traceability over the supply chain, from the fields where the plants are grown to the production site where they are manufactured. Certification is certainly also very important, as it means that the brand has a commitment to ensuring ingredient safety and ethics. And for that reason, customers are asking us more and more Cosmos or EcoCert certified ingredients, or they are asking us the percentage of naturality of the ingredients according to the ISO 16128 standard, for instance.
Okay, Great, thank you. Dr. Ebru, do you think brands like yours will have to increase the emphasis on safety over the longer term? And if so, how?
Definitely, because we're understandably seeing a huge rise in the consumer preoccupation with health and well-being. So this will inevitably impact their overall buying choices for themselves and for their loved ones. Because before COVID-19, the pandemic, the natural focus consumers didn't want certain ingredients like preservatives or other ingredients that would provide formula safety, product safety, and prevent the microbial growth in their beauty products due to some assumed health risks. Now with the pandemic, there's more concern for sanitation and, you know, safer skincare or beauty products. And now the consumers are starting to understand the need for these ingredients and accept these ingredients. So as a brand and other brands, I think our emphasis would be to provide scientific or testing evidence of efficacy and safety of these ingredients or products, which are actually there to protect the health of the consumer in the long term. So in the long term, scientific proof and scientifically sound claims, data backed up by studies, this will be the greatest pitch and comfort to consumers regarding their health and environmental impact, and it will provide a peace of mind to them.
Okay, great. So David, how do you see concerns for safety evolving in the future? I mean, could it change the course of the clean beauty movement?
As I mentioned, the clean beauty movement, or arguably clean beauty, really is now beauty. It really has accelerated in this next normal. And, you know, as mentioned, it was all foundational on free from claims, like I call them the usual suspects, like paraben sulfates, mineral oil, for instance. And there was a clear, and there still will be a clear preference for plant-derived ingredients. But that really, as mentioned, has evolved to these ecological and ethical-oriented claims. So the brands are going to have to differentiate themselves and also communicate that differentiation in this next normal, in particular through social media. I think that latter point around ethical-oriented claims, we're going to see that even grow more so. I mean, if we looked at, you know, prior to the pandemic in the U.S., you had over 60%, and again, it falls younger. The younger millennials believe brands should speak up about social issues. Also, 64% wanted to see beauty brands showcasing diversity more on social media. In the world we live in today, with a lot of changes, not just including the pandemic, you're going to see change, I think, in marketing to, I'll use an old term, but I think it's effective, is kind of embracing a holistic set of positive actions around sustainable ingredients, which have been mentioned more than once today. And that will give the individual a healthier looking appearance. But at the same time, you're going to have to be broader in your vision. You're also going to have to ensure the health and wellness of the planet. So climate change and the concerns over that are very important to the younger consumer in particular. And then I'd argue from an ethical component to the human community at large.
Very interesting, David. So it sounds like we're at the dawning of a new era for the consumer, and that seems to have been hurried along by the pandemic. So it's very interesting times for the industry.
A lot of opportunity.
Yes, indeed, yes. Well, I would like to thank all of you, our panelists, because now we've come to the end of the podcast recording. So individually, I'd like to say thank you to David, Ebru, and Anne for their incredible insights today. And to you, our listeners, for tuning into this podcast hosted by myself, Simon Pittman, and brought to you by InCosmetics Connect. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.